This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Think I'm back.
Don't let it happen again.
Think I'm back. It was weird. Haven't added on issues in a while. It's usually been pretty clean. Disappointing. I apologize. Anyway, like I was saying, Leroy, baseball, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
See the ball, hit the ball.
I think sometimes in sports, we read into all these things so much that we don't let athletes go out and athlete, right? Like all the analytics of this and that and whatever.
But what if the analytics are right sometimes? Like if you have 3 years worth of information that a guy's a 119 hitter against lefties and a 270 hitter against righties, do I ignore that?
Yeah, I tend to look at it more of, like, sometimes these switch hitters shouldn't even be switch hitters.
I don't even think anybody does that anymore.
Right, okay.
I don't even think people do that anymore.
There
are things in baseball that are deadly, Roy. One of them is a catcher who actually squats. Now they all kneel like Benito Santiago.
Right.
Lazy.
Things are changing in baseball. I was wondering about this because I'm like, my son's getting into baseball. Like, what don't I, like, what's new? Because I feel, you know, you got these kids showing up with oven mitts. Like, what are you doing?
To slide.
You're not one, Pierre.
Well, you know what the alternative is if without wearing that. That's how you get this injury.
Just hold batting gloves like any other normal person did growing up.
You stole a lot of bases in your youth, huh?
That's what everybody did. You held on to batting gloves. It's not that hard.
Not me. When I steal bases, I go full Superman. I close my fists like this, and I'm just like,
no one's taking advice from the ladder faller.
Hey. All right. You're also the guy that lands barely in the dirt and never you jump slide and don't meet to the base.
Needless to say, I've never stolen a base.
Yeah. I would have to say, Toby, did you ever steal a base?
I've stolen a base, but not like impressively.
Fastball doesn't count.
Sometimes you just get a guy not paying attention to you. They're like, Fatty's not going to run. Yes, I did. Windup's too long, dummy. And if their catcher stinks.
Oh, yeah. You can tell. Is he kneeling? Soft.
It's that time.
It is.
We must finish it off.
Uh-oh.
That's a win! That's a loss! Punter!
So we left off at week 9 after the Baltimore Ravens defeated the Miami Dolphins and left them at 5-4 with another primetime loss. How did the Dolphins respond, Leroy?
Yeah.
It is the biggest game of the season up next, and that is at home, November 9th, 1 o'clock against, you guessed it, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I know they've had our number recently, and we didn't beat them on 3 days rest earlier in the season. Leroy, too quick a turnaround after the frustration of Mike Vrabel on Tua Tagovailoa that left us in a 1-2 hole. Yeah. However, Leroy, I predict the losing streak ends this week. November 9th, week 10, 1 o'clock. Miami Dolphins are beating the goddamn Buffalo Bills to go to 6-4.
Yeah.
Leroy, what do you got?
Leroy.
Leroy.
Come on. Interdivision matchup.
Hey, bada, 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 bada. So wing bada.
See the ball, hit the ball.
Lefty specialist Leroy Horde.
Lefty.
They call him LH.
Yep.
That's what they call him.
I've heard that. Maybe he still thinks.
Frog Boy, what about you?
I agree the Dolphins will pick up a victory, but it'll come on the shoulders of an unfortunate but not serious Josh Allen injury.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So he's knocked out of the game, and they beat – who is their backup? I don't even know. Who is the Bills' backup?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Still? He's still getting checks?
I have no idea. I think he was last year.
All you need is one boob to think you were a good quarterback as a rookie, and you're set for the rest of your life.
Hey, but, let's be honest. Mobile. Mitchell Trubisky.
He is sneaky mobile for intangibles. Week 11, a little paella and pigskin, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
As we're getting on the bird to fly to Madrid, Leroy, and you know they call Tua El Matador.
Well, I don't think.
What do you mean? They call him that. That's what they're going to call him.
Well,
Matador.
El Matador.
El Matador. Tua.
Okay. All right. What time is that game?
9:30 a.m.
Oh, God.
9:30 a.m. early pigskin and paella,
which is 6 hours. They're 6 hours ahead of us. So, if
it's they really?
If it's 9:30, there you carry the 2 divided by 6, multiplied by 7. 3 o'clock, 3:30.
They're 6 hours behind us.
What?
No, they're ahead of us.
Yeah,
the game starts at 3:30 here. Starts at 9 there.
Oh no, wait, it starts at 9:30 here.
Oh.
So they're ahead of us.
So 3:30.
You got to carry the 1.
Well, you know they call Jonnu Smith the flamenco dancers of tight ends. And so I have the Miami Dolphins in this one going out to Madrid. Unfortunately, time shift a little bit too much for them.
Ooh.
And a bit of a letdown as well. I have them losing to the Washington Commanders in this one. Frogboy?
Yeah, I don't like Spain because of the way they pronounce their S's.
They don't they? Don't they always put an E?
España.
Yeah, there's like a right?
The dolphin. Can't trust it. Therefore, that's going to throw off the mojo altogether. The Commanders are a pretty good team. I got this as a loss as well.
Man, good luck to them trying to say Jonah Thayanaya.
Good luck with that one.
Good luck, dude. Then the Dolphins have the bye week, week 12. We come out of week 13. New Orleans Saints. You have a loss for the bye.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is going to get a rest. It's going to be.
Don't end up like the Colts.
Yeah, true, true, true. That was a joke. I'm sorry. Bye week, week 12.
Week 13?
Mm-hmm.
Taking on the Saints. Saints are going to be awful this year. So, like, what do we do?
The Saints are tanking for the other
quarterback. Is just retired in the middle of the year. Name another Saint.
All right, Leroy, this isn't about the game. Do you think the Saints are tanking to get Arch Manning?
100%.
So you agree that's a loss then? Almost had him. I felt like I almost had him.
You almost had him. You almost had him. But that, I mean, that's totally what they're doing.
Totally what they're doing.
It's totally what they're doing. It's totally what they're doing to get Arch.
Yeah. So that's a win for us.
God, that's kind of cool, though. It's kind of a goosey story.
That is a goosey story for sure. Yeah. Mobile.
But I have the Dolphins bouncing back in week 14 against the Jets in New York, despite it being a September at 1 o'clock. I feel like that's to his limit. I think he can handle that. That's not too cold.
Not too cold.
Should be all right. I think still December, yeah. Early December in the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
That's still in Tua's barometer to win that cold game.
Yeah.
What about you, Frog Boy?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think the Jets will be a good team this year. They're also going to be on my tank watch.
What?
Yeah, because, I mean, they just suck. So, of course, just every year they tank, don't they? Like, not even on purpose.
Maybe Justin Fields finds his way.
Yeah, they need to fix that Justin Fields on that park, because if one more of my guys goes down.
Yeah, just skip Jalen Phillips that week, huh?
That's not good.
Just let him have a bye week. I don't want to see him get hurt. Although Chop Robinson's going for the sack record by this time too. He's in the chase.
Yeah, so that's right. That's right.
That's also happening right now.
Kenny G.
The next week, Monday Night Football.
Ooh, prime time.
December 15th. Against the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
probably.
Potentially.
Unless he left to go on a spirit quest, then it could be, who the hell, they have Kenny Pickett back? Who they have now?
Oh, Skylar Thompson, baby.
Skylar Thompson revenge game.
Wow.
Either way, Leroy, you would agree. Leroy, we can agree on a bunch of things. I'm not having you play That's a Win, That's a Loss, just but a primetime December game in Pittsburgh
cold
is ripe for a Tua loss and a Dolphins loss.
That is a Dolphins loss for sure. Come on.
That's not just the elements.
Yeah, just the elements we're talking
the
about.
The elements.
Here. We're talking about our guy.
Right. We're not losing to the team. We're losing to the elements.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, but counterpoint. The next week, Sunday Night Football. This is a PTT redemption game.
PTT.
They host the Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh.
Who are really like, listen, they are all stats, no wins. That's what that team is.
Ah.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
A lot of style, no substance. I'm sick of Joe Burrow. They don't take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Care of their pass rusher. He's holding out, so he's not going to be there.
True.
So I got the Dolphins winning the battle of the shootout, and Joey B taking a Joey L. Dolphins 10-5 with two games to go. Frog Boy?
Yeah, I don't see us getting dominated by the AFC North that way. We've already dropped a game to the Ravens. We've already dropped a game to the Steelers. So, therefore, we're going to beat those Bengals, baby. 10-5.
We're all three of us are together on that one.
All three of us are together on that one.
Leroy.
Yes.
Marcos and Tobin all at 10-5 right now.
Trio.
With two to go.
Two to go.
The next game, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is a don't think we forgot.
Yeah.
You know, some people look at Tyreek Hill as a malcontent, a loose cannon, a chemistry Molotov cocktail, if you will.
Jeez.
But one thing that he may be,
yeah,
is crazy like a fox. Because let's not forget what he did.
Uh-huh.
Comes out with his top five QB list.
I remember that.
Takes Tua out. And puts in Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker. Why would he do that?
Why
to motivate?
That? Oh.
To motivate?
Oh.
Dolphins beat the Buccaneers. Mm. And Tyreek Hill says, I was just doing it for bulletin board material.
That's right. That's right.
Because he's a good teammate.
I think.
That's what he was trying to do.
I think. Yeah.
Dolphins 11-5. Leroy, what do you got?
What you got, Leroy? Tampa Bay. Huh? Baker. You like Baker.
Yo-ho, yo-ho. It's a Pirate's life for me. What do you got for the Bucs, dude?
What you got for the Buccaneers?
Buck stops with you, Leroy Horde.
Yeah. Quit bucking around. Too much. Is that too much? All right. I got the Dolphins with a victory.
Wow.
This All is going to be the year, baby.
11-5. The Dolphins with a chance to pass the Bills for the division.
Ooh.
Final week of the season. But they lose to the New England Patriots because we know like, whenever there's a fortuitous playoff thing in the Dolphins,
sure. Yeah.
Chances they're going to blow it.
We
so.
Really need this one.
Dolphins lose. They finish 11-6 on the season. Wild card team for the Dolphins.
Yes.
What do you got, Froggy?
I agree with that sentiment. I think
did you literally agree with me on every game?
No, we had one. Remember, Panthers was one that
of course, who could forget the Panthers game? Leroy, what was your final record? Leroy, final record prediction. I got 11-6, Frog Boy. 11 and what'd you go, 12-5 or 11-6?
I got 11-6, but it's a different 11-6 than yours.
A different 11-6. Leroy, 11-6, sound about right for you?
Come on,
sounds like it.
I got 11 and
that
6.
That's a win. That's a loss.
Yeah.
Thank God.
2025 edition.
God, that's the worst. You like the worst.
But 11-5, what do you think about that record prediction? You don't have to play the whole game, but what do you say? Because you're going to predict the Dolphins record eventually, too. It's totally different from that's a win, that's a loss. So you think 11-5, fair record?
11-6.
Too juicy?
I mean, I think they're that if two is healthy for 90% of the
season. That was my thinking, too. That was my thinking, too. You know, you and me, Sam, see, I knew he was playing the whole time. I knew he was playing.
Well, I wasn't playing.
Packing on the pounds. So.
It is the absolute worst.
He seems like he hates it more every year.
It's torture.
I kind of saw what he meant, though.
That torture's a bit strong. You would say that it's a bit strong.
It's football torture to me.
Why is it football torture to you?
That's a little
because you have no idea what your team's going to be.
Would you agree the Saints are tanking? Mm. You seemed intrigued.
Yeah, you like that one.
I mean, I don't know.
Bar for Arch.
Like here, they got a new coach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a Kellen Moore.
Oh, great.
You think that dude wants to tank and risk losing his job? Because they'll say that you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tank, and then they fire you anyway. So you think a coach going to come in and say, no, I'm going to give you some of that film so you can fire me? No.
May not have a choice. He's got Spencer Rattler
That's
and
different
Chuck.
Than tanking, though.
No, but it's like a purposeful tank. Like, you had an opportunity to get a quarterback.
Hey, wait.
It's been yay, been yet, you know?
And here's the other thing. Who's to say you're not going to find a diamond in the rough? Who's to say one of these quarterbacks that you haven't heard of is going to be halfway decent? It's happened in football before.
The rookie quarterback's 27.
Mm-hmm.
Which means why can't he come in and play and be good?
I don't know.
He wasn't even good in college football, though.
He can almost run for president.
I mean, neither was Kurt Warner.
He's old.
How old was Kurt Warner his rookie year?
43?
No way.
We'll figure that out. Plus, play a little. I figure I already know Leroy's. You're dead to me to close things out after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.